Okay, well, that sounded right. Okay, so thank you everyone for joining the Coordinated Assessment Exchange call today. And more importantly, thank you all for turning in your coordinated assessment plans. I know those were due pretty recently, so give yourselves a big pat on the back. I know took a lot of work to get those done, and they look really good, and I can tell that a lot of work went into them. So thank you all for doing that, and congratulations. I'm going to just do a quick roll call of who registered for the event, just to make things easy, and then I'll have everyone else introduce themselves who didn't register, who are just on. So let's just get started. Melissa Eastwood, are you here?
Here.
Hello? Brian Fike, are you here?
Here.
Monica Frizzell, are you here? Okay, Chris Hoover?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Chris. Linda Mandel? Linda Mandel? Susan Pridgen?
Here.
Emily Stevens? Crystal Sweet?
Here.
All right, that's all I got that are registered. Looks like there are actually a good amount of people on the call, so to keep us from jumping on each other, whose name didn't I call from the eastern part of the state? All right, whose name didn't I call from the central part of the state?
This is Michelle Knapp.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Jennifer Palmer.
Hi, Jennifer. Okay, and the western part of the state?
Jennifer Moliere in Pennsylvania County.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Monica Frizzell.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, guys.
Anyone else from the western part of the state? And, okay, and finally, anyone that joined recently that hasn't announced themselves yet, please say hello now.
Hello.
Who's that?
Linda Mandel from Pitt County.
Great. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Aaron, Brian from the Coalition is on.
Hey, Brian. Anyone else? All right. So here's what sort of an agenda for this call. As I said at the beginning, you all turned in coordinated assessment plans that I can tell a lot of work went into them, and they look pretty good overall. You should have gotten or will be getting very soon some threshold reviews from us. The Coordinated Assessment Council, after the last round of coordinated assessment plans, asked us to the staff, NCCEH staff, to just do a basic review of, like, did they, you know, hit all the, you know, everything was answered and everything was answered correctly, you know, a basic review. And so you'll get that back, and we'd like corrections this week, so that the Coordinated Assessment Council will actually review the plans next week. Next Wednesday, they'll be reviewing all the plans for more substantive things than we were looking at. So look to hear from us again sometime next week with potential feedback from the Coordinated Assessment Council, again, with sort of more system or substantive ideas or suggestions from them. But please look over the threshold reviews that we did and, you know, let us know if you have any questions or clarification. I think a lot of the things were just like maybe misunderstandings about what the questions meant or were getting at. So happy to clarify any of that. There was sort of one particular issue that seemed to come up a lot and was a particular challenge, it seems, for a lot of regions, which makes a lot of sense, which is the issue of using shelters as access points and how being an access point for coordinated assessment is slightly different than sort of intake into your shelter. So here's my sort of thought for this call on how we'll do it. I'm going to talk a little bit about what we saw in the plans around that issue of shelter and give some thoughts on what a healthy system should look like, around a healthy coordinated assessment system should look like, and especially with an eye towards what the HUD notice says about that, because they're actually pretty specific, I think, in what we should be doing. After that, we can talk about that issue in particular for a bit. You know, dig into it a little bit, hear what your all frustrations or thoughts or ideas are on that topic. And then since many of you did get the threshold reviews and just finished, after we get through that specific issue, we'll open it up to, you know, maybe there are some questions that are on your mind that would be good for the whole group to hear, or you want feedback from other coordinated assessment systems, like, hey, how'd you do that? So after that, I'll open it up for, I guess, sort of a debrief any other issues you wanted to bring up. So that's our rough roadmap for the call today. I'm going to be talking a bit here, but I'm not really thinking of this as a presentation. I hope this is a discussion about how we can improve all of our coordinated assessment systems, so feel free to jump in at any moment about what we're talking about. Okay, so shelters as access points, partially because the balance of state, we all are working in wide geographic areas, and you know, we don't have money for like a call center or something to set up just for coordinated assessment. Most communities are using shelters as all or most of their access points for coordinated assessment. That's where you get the prevention and diversion screen done. Some places have some outreach that's doing it, but often people are referred to shelters to get prevention diversion screens, and then they might enter shelter or get diverted. And then if they enter shelter, it's usually up to the shelter again to do the VI SPDAT later. There are other players, but shelters are really a large player in a lot of areas. And so I think I wanted to start with that doing it that way has some specific challenges and I think confusions that we're reading in these plans. And part of it is the most basic one, which I think you all know, but maybe the shelters themselves aren't quite always understanding the difference here, is that being an access point for coordinated assessment is different than a normal shelter intake. That is, if you're an access point in coordinated assessment, in general, a shelter should be doing at least the prevention and diversion screen for anyone that shows up at their shelter, and then referring them as appropriate to whatever they need, or taking them into the shelter if they can stay in that shelter and it makes sense for them to stay at that shelter. But it seems that in some places, shelters are only doing prevention and diversion screens for people that are eligible for their shelter. and sort of mushing them into one. The prevention diversion screen is the same as the shelter intake, and that gets really muddy. They should really be slightly different processes that, especially if the shelter is an access point to coordinated assessment. So a shelter that serves, for example, say, a shelter that serves families with children only, for instance, and a single male adult shows up, they should still do the screen and then refer them to an appropriate shelter, right? Rather than saying, no, you can't come here, go somewhere else, unless maybe there's a phone he can use to call a coordinated assessment line or something. And the reason that's important, and I said I would sort of bring in the HUD notice here. The reason that's important is that HUD is really, really clear in their notice that all populations must have access to the coordinated assessment system and have few to no barriers to having access to that system. That doesn't mean that there can't be eligibility screening later or targeting later, but just basic access to the system needs to be really open.